This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal communities and ensured that the benefits of development should reach them. He asserted that tribal welfare has always been the highest priority for their government. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediapara town of the tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat. These projects were launched on the occasion of Janajati Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering, he said tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years.
जनजातीय गौरव हजारों वर्षों से हमारे भारत की चेतना का अभिन्न हिस्सा रहा है। जब-जब देश के सम्मान, स्वाभिमान और स्वराज की बात आई, तो हमारा आदिवासी समाज सबसे आगे खड़ा हुआ। हमारा स्वतंत्रता संग्राम इसका सबसे बड़ा उदाहरण है। आदिवासी समाज से निकले कितने ही नायक नायिकाओं ने आजादी की मशाल को आगे बढ़ाया।
The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life. Earlier, Mr. Modi visited the under-construction bullet train station in Gujarat's Surat to review the progress of the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail corridor. The Prime Minister landed at the Surat airport yesterday morning and reached the Antroli area where a bullet train station is under construction. Later last evening, addressing the Bihari community living in Surat, Gujarat, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Bihar for giving the NDA a historic victory in assembly elections. He said, now Bihar is showing readiness to reach new heights of development which has been seen in this election. The nation celebrated Janajati Gaurav Divas to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of the freedom fighter and tribal leader Bhagwan Birsa Munda. The centre has marked 15th November as Janajati Gaurav Divas, recognising the importance of keeping tribal history alive. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually laid the foundation stone for the Eklavya Model Residential School EMRS at Songpi Jang village in Manipur's Kangpokpi district. Kangpokpi Deputy Commissioner Mahesh Chaudhary and other senior officials were present at the event. Speaking on the occasion, the Deputy Commissioner described the foundation stone laying as one of the most important moments for the district. He mentioned that while the district already has one EMRS at Sapur Mena, the new school will be a game changer for the surrounding areas and subdivisions. The Deputy Commissioner expressed gratitude to the Prime Minister and thanked all officials and representatives of civil society organization for joining the program. The Affordable Medicines and Reliable Implants for Treatment Amrit Initiative completed 10 years yesterday. Addressing the 10th anniversary celebration of Amrit in New Delhi, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said that the program has helped patients save around 8,500 crore rupees over the last 10 years. He noted that there are 255 Amrit pharmacies across the various states and union territories offering more than 6,500 products, including drugs, implants, surgical disposables and other consumables at discounts of up to 50% on the maximum retail price. The Indian Air Force, IAF, will participate in the 8th edition of the bilateral air exercise Garuda 25 in France from today. IAF will conduct this exercise with the French Air and Space Force, FASF, till the 27th of this month. The Ministry of Defence said that this exercise aims to refine tactics and procedures in a realistic operational environment. During the exercise, the IAF's Sukhoi 30 MKI aircraft will operate alongside the French multi-role fighters in complex simulated air combat scenarios, focusing on air-to-air combat, air defence and joint strike operations. Grandmaster Arjun Erigesi became the first Indian player and second overall to qualify for the quarterfinals of the FIDE Chess World Cup 2025 by defeating two-time World Cup champion Livon Aronian with the black pieces in Arpora, Goa. And that is the end of this news bulletin.